Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. I'm Tara. Karen and I are excited to have you join us as we celebrate the anniversary of our podcast.
What? Woo, woo. Oh my gosh.
It's been an unforgettable journey, and we're grateful for everyone who has listened, shared, and supported us along the way. But wait, there's more. March is also Women's History Month, a time to honor and reflect on women's incredible contributions throughout history. It's more like her story.
Her story.
Yes.
I love that very much.
So let's get started.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
A year ago, Karen and I were 4 months into recording episodes and nervously excited to introduce our baby to the world.
Our little baby.
It's amazing to reflect on how far we've come since we first hit record. When we started, it was just a small idea fueled by passion and a desire to share stories. Each episode is an opportunity to dive deeper into topics we care about, engage with our listeners, and experiment with our style. If you go back to listen to some of the earlier episodes, we've changed it up a little bit. We've grown a little. Through all of that, this journey of the heart hasn't been without its challenges. Sometimes we wrestle with creative blocks or logistical hurdles like scheduling conflicts, and technical issues. Through these experiences, we've learned the importance of adaptability and perseverance.
And resilience. Oh my gosh.
So, Karen, I want you to go back to February of last year, when we were getting ready to release. We are maybe 2 weeks out from launching our first three episodes. Mm-hmm. What were you feeling?
Honestly, I was feeling like this can't happen soon enough. Why do we have to wait? Why are we waiting?
Right.
I just knew. It just felt so right to me. It felt like such good energy and such pure love and pure intention. You know, that we've built together. I was only excited.
That sums it up. We've put in the time. We've learned a few things from recording a little bit, figured out technical kinks, and we're like, okay, it's time. She's ready. We're ready. I remember like a nesting experience, like, all right, we've got the bassinet. We've got all of the equipment ready to go, and she's almost here.
Like, I don't even feel like we had Braxton Hicks
contractions.
No. I think they were just like, we went full on labor. Like, she's coming.
She's here. We are 1 year into this experience, and I think about our evolution as hosts. We've changed our recording venue.
Yes. The intention was never, ever to leave Queenie.
Yes.
Ever, because we love the family there. We love it so much. It's a beautiful studio.
But that one-off time when we recorded in this space, I was like, I don't know how we can go back.
It's just so comfy here.
I don't know how we can go back. I can't wait.
In the sanctuary. It's always going to be evolving,
It's always going to be evolving. So I can't wait to see what this next year of recording holds for us. I'm kind of liking the double up recording format. Like, it frees us up a little bit.
Right. Because we're already in the zone.
Yeah.
And as long as we have the intention of love and we have topics, I don't think we'll ever run out of topics to talk about. Honestly, one of the silver lining benefits of this whole journey has been us getting closer, getting to know each other in a different and deeper way.
Yeah.
And it's been really cool because, like, when you think you know somebody and then dive into a topic, you're like, wow, she's so wise. Or she's so funny. You've You've done such beautiful research through it as I sort of float around in the atmosphere. And it's like this beautiful yin-yang.
It is a beautiful yin-yang, the balance of this. Anyway.
I didn't want to say that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So how about you? How were you? Well, you were talking about nesting, but how were you feeling those few weeks before we, go. We're live. This is happening. It's out in the world.
I'm very much into check this thing off. It was like that last thing of actually, it's the day they're released and out to the world. Like waiting for that because everything else was done. We had the episodes edited. We had the descriptions all together. We had our platforms lined up. Is it time yet? Is it go time? No. Oh no, it's not go time yet. We got another week. That in between the waiting definitely was a lesson in patience.
For sure. We're so ramped up about it.
Yeah. And I think those early episodes that we recorded through all of the technical issues and challenges, in the same amount of time it took us to record one episode, we are now cranking through. We could do three episodes in the amount of time that it used to take us to do one.
I'm flashing back right now to exactly what you're saying, which is hilarious. Watching us going, why is this? And having to relearn
every single time
their interface, their recording software, until we realize, why are we not just bringing our own Mac?
We can do this.
I have an interface. We have microphone. Like, what?
Oh my gosh.
And then it's different every
time.
Then
I got to bring the thumb drive.
Forget the whole thing every time. Oh my gosh. I forgot how cumbersome it used to be.
And we still recording episodes, no matter how challenging this was. This is going to be an amazing episode.
Nothing's going to stop us. We just kept going. We're so scrappy. We're like, this is happening. Come hell or high water.
That's the theme for year one.
Scrappy.
Year one is the scrappy year.
Yes.
It really was a scrappy year because if you think about a year after we started recording, that's when we were transitioning out of that recording space.
That's exactly right.
So we are refining in year two.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It's a memory lane.
Ooh, we are very excited about what lies ahead as we continue this podcast journey, this business journey, this love experience.
Yeah. There's so much more that we're going to be offering this coming year. We haven't dropped any hints about it.
Not yet. It's coming.
There's some really exciting stuff coming down the pipeline, coming down the Explore Odyssey Avenue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. I did say that this is a double focus, double feature episode.
I like double feature.
A double feature episode. And it is also Women's History Month. I think it's still important to talk about. It's really important because when we discount, discredit, dismiss diverse perspectives, we limit the potential of our nation, period. That's all I'm going to say about it.
That was so beautifully expressed because you could have gone down a couple different ways of expressing that. The fact is, our country, despite trials and tribulations and some really sketchy history, is diverse. It is a melting pot. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It is beautiful. All of the colors of the rainbow, so to speak. So many beautiful languages. The bottom line is, we all care about the experience. We all care about our communities and our families. We all want our kids to grow up being strong and smart and feel safe, be creative, learn and grow. We're all so much more alike than different. And when people throw shade on that, ma'am, when people, as you said, dismiss or discount that, it's really disheartening because it's what makes this gumbo stew so beautiful, you know? It's so important.
Yeah.
To acknowledge the diversity and to not even just acknowledge it, celebrate it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate. And thank goodness.
Yes, and in the spirit of celebration, the National Women's History Alliance 2025 theme for Women's History Month is Moving Forward Together, Women Educating and Inspiring Generations. This theme highlights women's significant role in education, mentorship, and leadership. Countless women have impacted these fields. we could highlight one woman per episode and easily have content into the next century. Mm. We could probably make that. Plus, Tara and Karen's second podcast is Adventures in Women's History.
Oh, love it. I'm down for it.
So, with that being said, it was hard for me to narrow down for this episode three women. I think that perfectly blend education, mentorship, and leadership.
Right. Education, mentorship,
and leadership. Yes.
I know one of them. I'm not going to guess out.
Probably do.
No, second.
All right. The first woman I wanted to highlight is Wendy Kopp, the founder of Teach for America. Mm. Wendy has revolutionized the conversation around educational equity by addressing disparities in underserved schools by placing passionate graduates. Her initiative inspires a new generation of leaders committed to making a difference in education and emphasizes the role of teaching and learning in fostering social change, exemplifying mentorship in action.
Oh, that's so beautiful because it is really key in underserved populations for positive, strong mentors to be present. People that are passionate, people that for kids look like me and talk like me and have experienced life and are doing this these amazing things. It's important for kids to see that.
Yeah.
To experience that.
Beyond Teach for America, COP has advocated for policies that enhance access to quality education for all students. Her leadership has sparked numerous educational reforms to bridge gaps in resources and opportunities, ultimately striving for a systemic change within the education system.
Does she wear her angel wings always?
Probably. You just have to be tuned in to them to see them.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Second woman I wanted to highlight was Indra Nooyi, the former CEO of PepsiCo.
She made
significant strides in the corporate world and has actively championed the importance of education and leadership. Her approach to nurturing talent and promoting diversity has set a standard for mentorship in the business sector. Nooyi's leadership style encouraged aspiring leaders, especially women and minorities, to pursue their ambitions with resilience and confidence. Her contributions emphasize the necessity of education and developing future leaders who are skilled and socially responsible.
Yes.
And then the third woman I wanted to highlight in this episode is none other than former Vice President of the United States, Mrs. Kamala Harris. Her unique perspective on leadership and advocacy is admirable, I guess is the word that I want to use for that.
Yeah, understatement to say the least.
Her journey from prosecutor to vice president speaks volumes about the power of public service and the importance of education in forging paths in leadership. Her commitment to education policy, particularly in advocating for accessible resources for all students, highlights how leadership can drive meaningful change within educational systems. Mm. Moreover, her role as a mentor to many shows young people that they too can aspire to leadership positions in their communities and beyond. There is so much more that I could say about her.
Oh my God. So much more. But honestly,
it would turn into the Kamala Love episode.
It would. Oh gosh, I've heard so many interviews with her and I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Yeah, but I think that's, you're hitting it right there, which is that idea of the importance of education, mentorship, role modeling, all of those things together. The importance of opening up minds. You can be anything. You can do anything.
Yeah.
There are no limitations.
There are no limitations.
And I love when people are living that and reinforcing that.
Yeah. Okay. Now that we've discussed three monumental women who
the new Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Let's take a moment to explore how we can continue this momentum by empowering the next generation of women. Mm, yes. There are numerous programs and organizations dedicated to providing young women the tools they need to succeed. Let's dive into some of those organizations that are making a difference now.
Yes.
As per usual, I got three. The first one is Girls Inc. with a mission to inspire all girls to be strong, smart, and bold. Girls Inc. provides educational programs that cover various topics, including STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, financial literacy, and leadership development.
Yes.
And then the next two are a bit more well-known. Lean In, founded by Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg. Lean In aims to empower women to achieve their goals, specifically in business settings. They offer mentorship circles where young women can connect with mentors and peers to discuss challenges and career success strategies.
Oh.
We all face challenges and issues. We work through those.
What can I do? What is the path?
Right. What is the path? How did you get to where you are?
Right. And just having the conversations.
Oh, my goodness.
Without any other support, just having a conversation. Like, how impactful.
Yes.
Yeah.
The last organization is NOW, the National Organization for Women. NOW has 9 million bazillion gazillion programs and promotes equality and empowerment for women and girls, offering resources and training to develop leadership skills. Karen.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to dance?
Yes, ma'am. I do.
I've been holding this song for months.
I'm every woman. I don't even know. What is it? I don't know.
It's not that one, although that would be a really good option. This song captures our strength and independence. And the song is Run the World by Beyonce.
Of course, you've been holding it.
I've been holding it.
Hope you join us.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
That was like 90,000 minutes.
That was
90,000 minutes.
It was like we were marching down Fifth Avenue.
Run the World reminds us that we actually run the world.
We literally give the life.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
There would literally be no one to run if we weren't
in
the
babies. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
It's time for the question of the day. I think this will be an easy one. Reflecting on the theme, moving forward together, what steps can we take to ensure that future generations of women are inspired and empowered? It's easy because I feel like we already answered it. We talked about role models and representation.
Yes.
When girls see women who look like them succeeding, they believe they can achieve similar goals.
Yes. And also keeping in mind that no matter what walk of life you're in, like whatever you do for profession, whatever your background is, whatever demographic you're in, there are always young women who are looking up to you. And it's to be aware of that and to also make the most of that.
Yeah.
I think is really important. Just on your block.
In your house.
You don't need a CEO of everything to impact, right? You know, like your impact is noticeable.
Yeah. Another way that we can ensure that future generations are inspired and empowered is just by encouraging. Consistently encourage the young women in your lives to pursue their interests. Yes, continuous encouragement.
Continuous encouragement, yes. You got this. You can do this. Okay, this piece might be hard, but keep practicing. Stay at it. Failure is okay. Mistakes are important. These challenges don't define us.
Yeah. As we wrap up this special episode celebrating our podcast anniversary and Women's History Month, we hope you feel inspired to support and uplift the women in your lives and to engage with initiatives or programs that empower the next generation. Together, we can create a brighter future where all women and girls have the opportunity to thrive. I found a quote from an amazing woman in history. This quote is from activist and former First Lady of the United States, Eleanor Roosevelt. In her book, It's Up to the Women.
I love you, Eleanor.
She said, "Women, whether subtly or vociferously, have always been a tremendous power in the destiny of the world."
Well, ba-bam. Those are some big words.
Vociferously.
Vociferously.
Big or small.
Yeah.
We're a power.
I love it. And honestly, everything that you've talked about, these organizations, I'm making connections now in my head about our business and our podcast as a vehicle, a way for us to not only reach people, but how are we going to wield this power?
Yes.
Moving forward, what organizations are we going to back? Communities and schools and organizations are we going to speak at?
Ooh.
All of the things, like whatever we can do. Yes.
Explorers, thank you so much for joining Karen and me on this episode. We truly appreciate your continued support and engagement. Until next time, remember to keep exploring, learning, and championing women's power everywhere.
We love you. We're grateful for you. Take good care, everyone.
Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.